USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Hurricane Laura is expected to strengthen into a Category 3 storm as it approaches Texas and Louisiana. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
There will be a water surge of perhaps as high as 10 feet wherever the hurricane comes ashore. People anywhere near where the eye of the hurricane will come ashore will need to be very aware of this high water surge and the devastation that it can wreak.
Jacob Blake is now paralyzed after being shot by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Family attorney Patrick Salvi Jr. says a lawsuit is being filed.
He's a young man. He's got decades of life ahead of him. And what he needs now and what the civil justice system provides for under these circumstances is the best possible medical care to absolutely maximize his recovery.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A long-standing member of President Trump's team has resigned. USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway, one of President Trump's closest advisors, announced as the Republican National Convention is getting underway that she'll be leaving the administration at the end of the month. She informed the president of her decision in the Oval Office, according to senior administration officials. In a statement, Conway cited the reason for her departure as the challenges of distance learning this fall for her four children take over. Kellyanne Conway also said of her departure, "This is completely my choice and my voice." She added, "For now, for my beloved children, it will be less drama and more mama." Before she was named counselor to the president, Conway served as the president's campaign manager. Conway was the first woman to manage a winning presidential campaign, and on Wednesday night, she's slated to address the Republican convention. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 60 points, the Nasdaq up 86. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Kremlin said there is currently no need to start a criminal investigation into Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny after German physicians said they believe he was poisoned. German authorities said that Navalny, a harsh critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin and his government, was likely poisoned when he became ill on a flight last week. He was flown from Russia to a hospital in Berlin on Saturday at the urging of his family and political team. German doctors are treating Navalny, who remains unconscious, with atropine. It's the same drug used after the 2018 nerve agent attack in Britain, where former Russian military officer Sergei Skripal and his daughter Yulia Skripal were poisoned. Putin's press secretary, Dmitry Peskov, pushed back on the notion that Navalny was poisoned, rejecting calls for an investigation unless German doctors can determine the chemical that actually harmed him. Wildfires in California have burned more than 1 million acres, according to state fire officials. Some 650 fires have been sparked by more than 13,000 lightning strikes across the state in recent weeks. The blazes have killed 7 people and destroyed more than 1,400 structures. More than 14,000 fire personnel have been deployed to combat the blazes, and CAL FIRE Chief Mark Bruton said that the weather has been cooperating. The LNU Lightning Complex fire, the largest and most destructive of the current ones, has burned 352,000 acres in Northern California. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.